It's 14 past nine. This is your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio. Some breaking news now relevant to Saturday week, tomorrow week's Golden Rose. And on behalf of all the owners of Vancouver, James Bester joins us. Morning to you, James.
Good morning, Andrew.
James, a large collection of owners have had a chat in the last 24 hours, and you've made a choice relevant to the horse's future.
Yeah, Andrew, look, we've asked Gay to bypass the Golden Rose in favour of peaking the horse for the Caulfield Guineas, that being really the stallion-making race that we think will best fit his resume as a three-year-old.
So the choice is that the horse certainly races on, but you just feel as a collective group that the mile of the Caulfield Guineas is going to be the ideal race.
Yes, look, Gay was quite keen to press ahead for the Golden Rose. She's quite confident that the horse would acquit himself very well and prove very competitive as soon as he gets to the 1,400 metres and above. But our view was that we would rather see him at his peak for the Caulfield Guineas. And we've asked Gay, just as she did with Pierrot, incidentally, to bypass the Golden Rose and aim at the Guineas.
Well, it is becoming known, isn't it, over the last decade that the Caulfield Guineas is that stallion-making race.
Well, this horse has won a golden slipper. His future at stud is assured. He's won the stallion-making race. And yes, I do agree with you that for a three-year-old, there is no better stallion-making race than the Caulfield Guineas. And, we would like to see him at his best for that.
Was there any thought, a lot of discussion, obviously, James, out of the trial the other day. Was that a part of the discussion or was this an overview of the collective thoughts?
Look, Andrew, after the San Domenico, there was just a period there of about 10 days where he wasn't really eating up as Gay would have liked. He lightened off a fraction and missed some important work. And Gay feels that may have contributed to what some saw as a lackluster effort in the trial on that inner Rose Hill trial surface over only 1,000 metres, which isn't ideal for him. But because his blood work wasn't absolutely perfect, she wasn't putting it up to him. But he then thrived after that. He bounced back. He's eating up a storm, looking great, working well. And Gay was quite confident, is quite confident that he has turned the corner. And on the other hand, also agrees fully that it's the owner's prerogative to decide what races best suit their plans going forward. And we're thinking about this horse as a stallion prospect, you know.
Yeah, no, understand. You're looking at the future and obviously the Caulfield Guineas, as we've spoken about. Has there been any discussion on when Vancouver could run again?
Look, he'll run in one of those Guineas lead-ups, whether it's the Prelude or the Stud is for Gay to decide at the end of the day. So we'll just monitor his work and let Gay make that decision, where she may choose to go straight into the Guineas. But we'd like not to interfere with the actual nuts and bolts of the training situation.
No, I understand. And as you say, Pierrot nearly pulled off what you're going to attempt here with Vancouver.
I'm certain that if Pierrot hadn't been gutted out of the gate up at Caulfield Hill in the early stages of the race, I still believe he would have won it, and I think his run was remarkable under the circumstances. So, to me, he was as good as a Caulfield Guineas winner.
All right, so the decision has been made. Vancouver not contesting the Golden Rose. You, as a collective group of owners, have spoken to Gay about the potential as a stallion going forward, and you'd like to see the horse aim towards the Caulfield Guineas, and we'll wait and see when we see him again. But we stress that there's nothing wrong with the horse. You just feel as a group that the Caulfield Guineas is the race you're after.
That's 100% correct. Okay.
James, thanks for your time and telling our Sky Sports Radio listeners this morning.
You're welcome, Andrew. Thank
Good
you.
On you. Bye-bye. James Bester joining us there on behalf of all the owners of Vancouver. The horse is out of the Golden Rose officially now, and we'll get an updated market from tab.com.au as soon as we can.
The Central Coast is alive on Wyong Cup Day.
Yes, it is Wyong Cup Day, and let's chat with one of the key jockeys of the day, Blake Shin. Morning to you, Blake.
Morning, G'day, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well, mate. We've been fortunate at Wyong while it's been teeming in Sydney. They've only had a couple of mil up there, mate, and it's a soft five.
Yeah, I wish I actually did get a bit more run. It would have maybe enhanced my chances in the cup, but...
Can't have everything, can you?
The people upstairs must know Ramwick time because it always seems to happen, doesn't it?
It does.
We get rain.
Yeah, anyway. It certainly does. You talk of the offer in the Carlton Mid Wyong Gold Cup today. Came back a really impressive winner. Loves the sting out of the ground, as you've spoken about.
Yeah, that's correct, Andrew. He likes the sting out of the ground. And, you know, it was great to see a horse of this calibre come back and salute the judge, you know, for... He hadn't been in it for a while last time, and he did it in good style. He gave me a lovely feel and really wanted to win. And, you know, he goes up 1 kilo today, but I got a lot of confidence out of on him last start, and the weight didn't seem to bother him, and I don't think it will today. It just maybe the only slight concern is the track itself, Wyong. It's a tight turning track, and we're possibly going to be back and making a swooping run. But if we can get the right drag into the race, I think he's going to be a major player today.
Have you looked if there's much pace in the race, Blake?
I think there will be a little bit of speed without going too fast. But yep. Wyong, generally out of that start, when there's big fields, Andrew, you've got a bit of a run to the first turn and everyone's trying to sort of jostle for positions. That generates speed. I expect Zayam to go forward and maybe Disclaimer and possibly Gay's other horse with Beyond Finkel drawn wide. So... there will be a bit of pressure and we'll be just out the back smoking our pipe like last start and hopefully bring him with a well-timed run.
Well, the one thing is that he's just Gay with time. Obviously, along the way, he's grown into a really good size of a horse who can now carry a bit of weight as we saw there at Hawkesbury.
Yeah, that's correct, but it's certainly not easy to do. But, you know, Gay's managed his sort of and planned his preparations. He took him to the Gold Coast and gave him a run up there and he ran quite well, brought him back. He's got that bit of residual fitness from that winter and that was a terrific win. So I think he can hold his form, but just, you know, just whether today with the weight around Wyong may be against him, but I certainly not underestimate he can win the race.
Mate, the other one in the Mona Lisa, Two Blue, this horse running on its home track and it could easily bounce back going onto a soft five and maybe a six by the time, you know, if there's any drizzle around. This horse really does like it.
She does. She excels on the wet ground, Andrew, and I think last start she might not have appreciated the firm track and we did get softened up quite badly in front and that did tell on her with 58 kilos. Like you said, she's trained on the track by Kristen Buchanan, who's a great trainer. And this horse, she only put really one bad run in, and that was last time, and I think there were genuine excuses. Today looks a nice race for her. She's up to this grade, and she'll be there in the finish if she can get back to her best.
Mate, you've got a heap of other rides. I'm not going to go through them all because I know you're busy arranging yourself, but any of the others that you'd want to pass on to our listeners that you think will run well today?
Look, I have got a great book of rides, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think the horse in the first is a really good chance, Storm System for Gerald Ryan. He's drawn very favourably. He should get a perfect run and looks a top three chance. The horse I'm riding in races two and three for John Sargent, she trialled well at Hawkesbury, True Fame. So I'm quietly confident that's a strong race. Anthony Cummings teaming up with him on a couple, and they look well placed as well, Andrew. So I have got some good rides. See if we can get amongst it.
Let's hope so. Just a quick word on tomorrow. We've got a heavy rated track at the moment. Pornichet in the Chelmsford. How do you feel the horse is going into this race?
Yeah, I think the horse is going really well. He seems to have made good natural improvement fitness wise from his last run first up in the Warwick Stakes, and I thought that was a really good performance. He did a bit of work to sit second and toughed it out well. I expect further improvement with fitness-wise and the mile up to the 1600. He should run really well. He loves the wet track, which is no concern, and he's going to be in the first three and running, and he's going to be hard to catch.
Well, we're looking forward to it all. Hey, can Bohemian Lily win at 14 or run well at 1400 first up? She's been excellent at the trials.
Look, she's a sneaky little chance. It might be a bit short, but she's running in a suitable race first up. Like, Dave's found the perfect race. It's only a benchmark 85, and she's a very classy horse on her day. She showed that in Brisbane in the winter, and she has returned with two good trials and drawn well, and she should get a nice run from that gate. So I wouldn't be underestimating her, and I'm excited about riding Arabian Gold for her and a couple of others. We should have a good day.
Yeah, let's hope so. And they tell me, they've opened up the checkbooks, that you're a new panellist on our brand new show, Thoroughbred Weekly, on Sunday.
Yeah, that's correct. I was very pleased to get asked to come on the show on Sunday and talk about Saturday's races and sort of promote the industry a bit. So it's great to be joining forces with you, Andrew.
No, good luck to you, mate. I hope it goes really well today, tomorrow and Sunday morning. That's our brand new show. You can watch it on Sky, Thoroughbred Central. You can listen to it if you're driving around on Sky Sports Radio. Thoroughbred Weekly with Greg Radley, Ron Duffacy, Richard Friedman, Blake Shin, and other weekly guests as well. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Blake Shin joining us there. Chris Lees is on 9 now, playing at Wyong today as well as tomorrow. Morning to you, Chris. Thanks for holding on, mate.
No problem.
Weather's going to be interesting here the next few hours. Soft 5 at this stage, a little bit of drizzly stuff hanging around.
Yeah, certainly. As you know, Wyong, we don't want too much more there. And interesting to see how it races.
How do you see the pair in the cup, Slow Pace and Oriental Lady?
Comfortable with the cut in the ground. Slow Pace, very inconsistent. At his best, he could measure up in a race like this, but he's very hard to catch. Oriental Lady, I'm very pleased with her first up run. Tried to have her in a similar frame of mind as what she went into the Gosford Cup, where she ran second up back in January. So she goes into the race off a similar pattern, and she could easily show up here in a race like this.
Tight turning Wyong track, as Blake Shin mentioned there, with Pace. It, you've just got to be in the right spot around that bend making the run, haven't you?
Yeah, certainly you want to be in contention coming to the home corner. It's a track where there's certain riders do ride it very well.
Yeah. What about the two in the Mona Lisa? One for Duff, Fine Bubbles, and Marple Misses, being pretty honest.
Yeah, Marple Miss, step up in grade for her, but we feel she's up to this level. Blinkers go on. Could be looking for a mile this preparation, so we put the blinkers on her. She's going to get a nice run on speed. I think she's a genuine chance in the race. Fine Bubbles, racing okay. She hasn't won for a while, but she has raced at a pretty high level throughout since a Group 3 win last year. She probably is more suited in a race like this where you've got a full field and there's genuine tempo. And under them circumstances, she could easily show up as well.
Okay. What's the best for the day there?
I've got a few chances there all day, depending how the track holds up. I thought the two in the race before that, the sprint race, Alicida, she'll race on speed and she's race fit, and Magic Dreams, first run back, she could easily show up there. So I thought they both got good hopes.
Righto, they're in race 5. And, mate, just a brief word on tomorrow. We're all set to go. Given that we've got a heavy track, does that alter any thoughts with any of them tomorrow, protectionist Lucia Valentina?
No, it probably enhances Lucia Valentina's chances. She won the race last year on heavy ground.
Yep.
So she comes into the race now, I suppose. And protectionist, he's comfortable in soft ground. I'm probably more comfortable with my decision to run in the 1400 now that we're going to heavy track rather than the mile. So
yep.
I just want him to have a good day out and give him something to build on. And Lucia Valentina, if she gets the right run, she could easily show up.
Let's hope so. Mate, good luck today and tomorrow with the horses coming back.
Thanks, Andrew.
Chris Lee's joining us there. Another trainer looking at Wyong today is Jason Coyle. Morning to you, Jace.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. We've spoken with a couple already. How mindful are you keeping an eye on the weather up there, given it's a soft 5 with a bit of drizzle around?
Oh, look, the forecast isn't too bad from the last time I looked at it. Hopefully, less than 5 mils, so hopefully the track shouldn't change too much.
Justice Cosmic, mate, she's done a bit of travelling, but she seems out of that Tarif Cup form. She obviously is training on nicely.
Yeah, she's doing really well. She's been up for a while. We've got her up to sort of a distance now that she's appreciating. So, obviously a stronger field than what the Taree Cup was, but probably a shade unlucky up at Taree, and hopefully we can make some sort of amends today.
Where do you see her from this draw? Where would you like to place her?
Oh, look, I'll probably have another look at the race this morning, but if she could end up midfield with a bit of cover, one off the fence, that'd be ideal, I think.
Yep, okay. The other one, Berry Delicious, the Mona Lisa. She's just a terrific type that you'd like to get a comeback. She's got that residual fitness given that, you know, it's only been a small let-up since her last win there at Rose Hill.
Yeah, exactly. She raced right through winter, did a terrific job. She actually does probably much better in the stable than she does out. She's just one of those mares that, you know, likes being in work, and, you know, that's what we're going to, you know, hopefully hang our hat on. She's only had 2 weeks in the paddock, to be fair, so nice little trial the other day just to bring her on, and hopefully the 1350 will be perfect for her today.
Do you go back from that draw?
Yeah, look, I mean, in the race book, her racing pattern's, you know, very solid. She sort of drops off out the back somewhere, and she needs a little bit of luck, but, you know, we know she's going to be hitting the line hard for us.
So a win wouldn't surprise if you can get that right run and the right run into the race.
No, exactly. Winona's been on the back, I think, 3 times now for a couple of wins and a placing. If she gets a few favours from the 600 in, she's a definite hope. Like you said, but we're not sort of dealing with a first up horse here. She's got that residual fitness. The sting out of the ground is perfect for her. She, you know, record on wet tracks is outstanding. So probably just has to take that little step now from winter grade into that listed class of race. But, you know, I think she's good enough there, and a record says that she's good enough to do that.
And earlier on, Cassiano Ladd, any sort of chance there?
It was a really nice horse. He's had a few setbacks, obviously. Today we've brought him back. A couple of trials were good. We just need to get him to the races now and see what we've got after, you know, I think 70-odd weeks off. He looks fantastic. He'll parade well. Obviously, I'd suggest he'll need the run. But, you know, he's a nice horse. Hopefully he surprises us today.
Let's hope so, mate. Good luck over the weekend. Hope particularly Berry Delicious can run well for you, and the horse in the cup, obviously, Justice Cosmic.
Yeah, look forward to getting up there.
Thanks, Jase.
Thank you.
Jason Coyle joining us there with his hopes. Now, repeating the news that James Bester has brought us, Vancouver is not running in the Golden Rose. The owners have decided that they have asked Gay to target Vancouver towards the stallion-making race, the Caulfield Guineas. Tab.com.au are revising the market. Now, what I can tell you with that news of Vancouver is that the Golden Rose mount, Tommy Berry, is going to ride Gold Symphony, the Triple Crown syndicated horse, trained by Peter Moody. Really a strong win last Saturday at Caulfield. Gold Symphony arrived in Sydney yesterday afternoon, has settled in well, and will gallop tomorrow morning. So Tommy Berry has now got the ride on Gold Symphony in tomorrow week's Golden Rose.